My name is Dr. Chelsea Ramirez, and I am a visiting clinical instructor at the University of Illinois Large Animal Teaching Hospital.
Champaign-Urbana is kind of unique in a sense in this because they have the University of Illinois Vet School to rely on. Can you talk a little bit about that? What sort of services does your department provide people who have backyard chickens?
So our services are kind of expanding to meet our community needs. Right now we offer wellness exams, we offer information about husbandry and feeding and nutrition and reproduction and illness, those type of things.
Okay. So if somebody has a backyard chicken coop, can they just come to you and say, we need assistance for this, and do you send people out?
We can do one of several things. They can always call, and a clinician will get back to them as soon as possible. Depending on what their need is will depend on whether it's best for us to talk over the phone for them to bring an animal in to see us or us to come out to the farm. All options are available.
And by farm, it could be Urbana, residential, it could be somewhere in the middle of, you know, much more rural area.
Absolutely. As long as there's an animal there, we'll come and see it.
Okay. Now, in areas where there isn't the U of I or a major university, is there a concern about vet hospitals becoming overcrowded with chickens?
No concern with overcrowding. The concern that we have is that small animal practitioners sometimes feel like they don't know enough about the subject to provide any assistance. But I think that you'll see as the graduating classes continue and those kids get out into practice that there is more information being learned and more information being sought after about chickens and backyard health and well-being.
What should people know if they decide to do this? It's not easy work, and it's not something that we'll just you have a chicken, you have eggs. There's a lot to it. What would you want people to know?
I just want people to realize that it is a commitment. It's just like a dog or a cat. There's responsibility that goes along with it, and you need to research and make sure that you have the appropriate amenities, that you can provide the appropriate housing, that you know what a chicken needs to eat. It can't just subside on bugs and kitchen scraps, that they actually need nutrition to grow and to be able to be productive and lay eggs.
You talked about amenities. What exactly should someone have to be prepared?
They need the basic essentials, a chicken coop that's appropriately sized for the amount of individuals that they have. They need to have a feed source. They need to have some idea of what disease they may encounter, what it is that they want out of their chicken, whether they want their chickens to be productive, egg-laying, or meat-producing birds, or if they're more on the pet side of things.
Do you feel, in your experience responding to people who have backyard chickens, is there too much of an emphasis about do it yourself and not asking for help when help is, available?
So I think that kind of all comes back on not a lot of people know a lot about chickens or not a lot of people know where to look for help about chickens. Definitely I'm a do-it-yourselfer, so I can understand the need to want to try things on your own before seeking others' advice. And I think that's okay to an extent. But again, you need to know where to draw that line. And I think if people reach out for their community resources and look in the appropriate places, that they'll find somebody that's willing to help them that might know a little bit more or know somebody that knows a little bit more.
Do you get a lot of calls from people who have backyard chickens?
The calls are certainly seeming to increase as time goes by. I think that calls will continue to come in with the caveat that people have to understand that we still are practicing medicine, so there is an element of money involved with it. It's not over the top. We're not doing it to make a profit, but treatments have associated costs with them.
Okay. And when people call your office, what do they typically ask about?
It's usually with things that they can't remedy at home. An egg-bound chicken, so a chicken that has an egg stuck that can't come out. A prolapse. Those are things that aren't usually resolvable with any sort of home remedy. So one of the big kind of cons to owning chickens that we think about from the veterinary medicine standpoint is infectious zoonotic disease. So Salmonella and Campylobacter are two big zoonotic diseases that affect chickens and can also affect people. And lack of knowledge is going to help spread those diseases more than anything else. So things like designating a pair of shoes that's just for the coop and washing your hands before and after, and those general cleanliness biosecurity rules are going to help kind of contain that spread of disease.